Good morning, and welcome to The Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It feels like the market is trying to catch its breath today.
It really does. After yesterday's sell-off driven by all that tariff talk, futures are looking a bit mixed this morning. The S&P and NASDAQ are pointing slightly higher, but the Dow is pretty flat.
It's a classic case of cautious optimism. The headline story is, of course, the new tariff letter sent to Japan and South Korea. But the market seems to be finding a silver lining.
A silver lining in new tariffs? How so?
Well, a few things. First, the deadline has been pushed to August 1st, which gives everyone more time to negotiate. Second, the rate for Japan is 25%, which is high, but it's less than the 35% that was threatened last week. And maybe most importantly, the EU and India did not get letters, which suggests deals there are close.
Got it. So it's bad news, but not as bad as it could have been. What's happening in the bond market?
Yields are continuing to climb. The 10-year Treasury yield is up to 4.42%. There isn't a lot of major economic data today, just the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index, which was pretty steady. The big thing to watch will be the Treasury's $58 billion 3-year note auction later today.
Okay, let's pivot to some individual stocks making news. What's the word on Amazon?
It's Prime Day, or Prime Days, I should say. Expectations are massive, with some reports suggesting it could generate nearly $13 billion in revenue. The stock is ticking up a bit in the pre-market.
And Apple? I see they're in the headlines too.
A little bit of a negative story for them. They reportedly lost a top artificial intelligence executive to Meta. It's not moving the stock much, but it's a notable talent drain in a very competitive space.
Interesting. Now I'm seeing some red in the banking sector. Bank of America's down about 2%.
That's right. BAC was hit with a downgrade to hold from buy by HSBC, and they weren't alone. HSBC also downgraded JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs. It looks like a cautious call on some of the biggest players in the financial space.
But at the same time, I see a whole slew of upgrades for other banks like KeyCorp, PNC, and Truist. What's the story there?
That's a fantastic observation. It points to a potential rotation within the sector. It seems analysts might be seeing more value in the super regional banks right now compared to the money center giants. A bit of a divergence play unfolding this morning.
Let's talk about the big pre-market movers. Who's gapping up?
The biggest standout is BioSig Technologies, ticker BSGM. It's up a whopping 23% on news of a huge growth financing deal. We're also seeing Cargo Therapeutics, CRGX, up over 6% after agreeing to be acquired.
And on the downside?
It's mostly about the downgrades. Datadog, DDOG, is getting hit after a downgrade to sell at Guggenheim. And Enphase Energy, ENPH, is also down on a downgrade from TD Cowen. So the analysts are definitely moving the needle this morning.
So putting this all together, we have tariff relief pushing things up, but analyst downgrades and a cautious tone pulling things down. The market feels like it's stuck in a holding pattern.
That is the perfect way to describe it. We're in a consolidation phase. Looking at the S&P 500 ETF, the SPY, it's in a really tight range. I'm watching the $622 level as key resistance. If we can break above that with conviction, we might see a real rally.
And what about the tech-heavy NASDAQ, the QQQ?
Very similar story. The key resistance level there is around 554.26. What's interesting is that the volume spiked during the last session, which suggests there's pent-up interest. Tech and communication sectors are still showing relative strength.
But I'm also seeing some data suggesting a more bearish tilt, with more stocks selling off than buying. How do you square that with the potential for a breakout?
That's the conflict right now. The technicals show a market coiling for a move, but the broader sentiment is undeniably cautious. The fact that defensive sectors like utilities held up well yesterday tells you that traders are not going all in on risk. They're hedging their bets.
So what's the key takeaway for traders heading into the opening bell?
Patience is the word of the day. This is not a market to chase. Watch those key levels, 622 on the SPY and 554.26 on the QQQ. A confirmed breakout on high volume is your green light. Otherwise, the risk is that we just fade back down into this choppy range. The tariff news is still the big cloud hanging over everything.
Excellent analysis. Be patient, watch the key levels, and don't get caught in the chop. That's all the time we have for The Morning Dose. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great trading day, everyone.